All right, we are joined right now by a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He is a professor at USC. He is a Los Angeles legend. He has roots in the 818. He is a longtime friend of the program. He is Arash Markazi. Arash, what's going on? How are you?
Romy, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, bud. All right, so with the Lakers, there's huge news. They introduced Frank Vogel as their head coach, or at least Arash. It would have been huge news if Magic Johnson had not gone on TV and ripped into the organization. What do you make of what Magic said, and then how bad of a look was that for the Lakers?
It was perhaps, and again, they've had a lot of bad days, that was perhaps their worst day because, again, Magic made public what a lot of people have known for a while. When Magic Johnson talked about backstabbing and whispering, we kind of knew what he was saying. But he really went public to the depths of how bad the situation is right now with the Lakers, with Ralph Linka, with Tim Harris, with the power structure that's currently there. And my goodness, I did not think they had a chance to land some of these big name guys, whether you go down the list of going talking about KD or Kawhi. I don't know how Rob Pelinka at this point can go into a recruiting meeting with a player with what Magic said, basically saying he's a backstabber and cannot be trusted. Again, one of the worst days in Lakers history, and they've had a ton recently.
Talking to Arash Markazi, you know, it's a really strong statement. Why do you think Magic did what he did?
I really think he doesn't like what's currently happening with the team, and there's a lot of people who are not putting their name to what's currently happening, whether it's the fact that Linda Rambis and Kurt Rambis and Joey and Jesse Buss and Tim Harris are now a part of these in terms of talking to Jeannie Buss about who should be the next coach or who they should sign. I think he just wanted to put his name to it and make it as public as possible in terms of what is happening with the team right now. But it's amazing coming from a man who is saying that he would like to help out the team this summer. I don't see how that's possible, and how he wants the team to land a big name player. Again, with what he just said and the role that Rob Pelinka currently holds, I don't see how that's possible.
We're talking to Arash Markazi. I don't either. Now, for years, the impression had always been that Jeannie was the best choice of the Buss children to run the Lakers. And then when she fired her brother, it was seen as like this incredible power move and a demonstration of her commitment to winning. Kobe was texting her about being the mother of dragons. And then it all seemed to fall apart. What changed and what is going on with her?
I think the perception was Jeannie would come into power and do what her father, Dr. Jerry Buss, did, which is entrust people with a track record of success to succeed in their positions, whether that was Jerry West, whether that was Mitch Kupchak, he was going to allow them to succeed. I don't think we foresaw a scenario where she would hire two men who have never run a team before, who have never worked together to turn this thing around. Magic Johnson has never run a team. Rob Pelinka has never run a team. And by the way, they both wanted the power to run the show. And what's amazing to me, Jim, is that they've made the same mistake in the coaching staff. Frank Vogel wants to be the head coach and was named the head coach. Why are you putting Jason Kidd, who wanted to be the head coach, who's been a head coach, with him? They've never worked together. There's no loyalty there. And I guarantee you the same thing happened with Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson will happen with Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd.
We're talking to Arash Markazi. I mean, go back to Magic and Pelinka. So, I mean, obviously they don't have that kind of background, but why didn't that relationship work?
There was no trust there. There was no prior history there. There was no commitment. Here was the problem. It was a failed relationship from Jump Street because Magic made it known, listen, I will take this job, but I also want you to know that I have things happening on the side. I got my companies. I got my corporate engagements. I still want to do that kind of stuff. At that point, that should have been a red flag for Jeannie to say, listen, Magic, we'd love to have you be a part of the team in some role. We can't have you be the president of the team. She wanted him to have that role so badly, she didn't care that he wasn't going to make this a full-time job for him. So what happens in that sense is Rob, who wants the power, is now going around telling people, where's Magic? I got to get this approved, but I can't find Magic. Have you seen Magic? So it was a doomed relationship from the start.
Rush, what's worse in your mind, not being 100% committed to a job in that capacity or Jeannie Buss being okay with the fact that he was not 100% committed?
They're both. You know, shame on Magic for taking the job. Shame on Jeannie for hiring him. They both are at fault. I am really amazed, though, that Jeannie has not brought in one person, and I'm not saying it has to be Jerry West. I'm not saying it has to be someone who's worked with the team before. Bring in one person with a track record of success who's run a team before. She has surrounded herself with people that she loves and respects, which is fine. This is the Los Angeles Lakers. This is not a job where this is your first time running a team. She would not hire a coach who's never coached before or bring in a player who's never played before. Why are you bringing in a GM who's never run a team before?
Arash Markazi joining us. All right, then go back to a point that you made earlier. If you're a big-time free agent this summer and you're looking at the Lakers as an organization and you're looking at their future, what kind of thoughts would you be having? How tough a job does Rob Pelinka have when it comes to recruiting players now?
It is an almost impossible task at this point to get one of those signature guys. And again, when you go down the list, it's a Kyrie, it's a Kawhi, it's KD. I don't see how he lands one of those big names. I think if he lands a big name, much like LeBron James, they will come here not because of Rob Pelinka, but because it's Los Angeles, it's Hollywood, it's the Lakers. And Jim, let me paint a picture for you. Across town, if you really want to play in Los Angeles, if you really want to have Hollywood, have a meeting and you got Jerry West, Steve Ballmer, and Doc Rivers walking through that door. And as two guys who grew up in Los Angeles, I would have never thought that I would sit here today and tell you the more stable franchise, the one with the more solid foundation, is the Clippers.
Never, ever, never would any of us have ever said that. And then, Arash, before you go, earlier in the Laker offseason, before the latest Magic mess, there was this notion being floated that some of the Lakers organization did not like the perception that LeBron had influence over the organization and that they might trade him as a result. How bad would that look for the Lakers to trade LeBron against his will, and could that ever happen?
He's not going to be traded, and Jim, as bad as things are now, and they're as bad as they could possibly be, they would be infinitely worse if you traded LeBron James against his will. He made this decision to come to Los Angeles, not for the Lakers, but because of the city, because of Los Angeles. He's got two homes here. He's got his companies here. His family's out here. He's going to retire here. Now, that doesn't mean he's checked out. He still wants to win. But he's not trying to chase one more ring in Toronto or someplace else. He wants to be here. So if the Lakers traded him against their will, they'd be doomed for at least another generation. Good luck getting one more superstar here when you've treated LeBron like that.
All right, Rosh, last thought. So if they keep him and they don't trade him, do they still have any path to getting Anthony Davis?
It doesn't seem like that the Pelicans want to trade with them. I will say that now that you brought in the number four pick and you look at that young package of players plus the draft picks, that's not a bad deal. Now, if they don't want to make that deal, they don't want to make that deal. But, Jim, unfortunately for them, I think their best path to getting a quasi-star player, you're looking at Kemba Walker or Jimmy Butler, good players, that makes you a playoff team, that does not make you a championship contending team.
He is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He is a professor at USC. He is an L.A. legend and a longtime friend of the program, Arash Markazi. Arash, so good to have you back in the jungle. Thank you very much.
You're the best, Jim. Thanks so much.
You too, Arash. Well done. Talking a lot about the Lakers, and none of it's good. None of it's good. Again, what's worse? What's worse, Magic thinking, believing he could do that job part-time, or Jeannie Buss letting him do that job part-time? It's worse that she let him. Of course he would. They always let him do what he wants.